UE.com today.
America tonight, coast to coast and everywhere in between, wherever you are, whether you're snuggled up in a tacky little snuggie. I don't understand that. Does anybody get the snuggie? Explain it to me. It's like the ugliest piece of cloth I've ever seen. I've probably offended all of this audience now. I'm sorry if I have. You could get a blanket cheaper than that that looks nicer and wrap it around yourself and it would have the same effect. The snuggie people will argue that you can sit there and eat chips and things, even if they fall on you, it's okay. You just brush them aside because the things have holes in them. But I challenge the whole snuggie thing. I'm sorry, I don't understand. You might be in warmer temperatures because part of the United States, it's in the 70s, you know, 60s, 70s. Weather has turned even in some of the areas like Orlando, Florida, where they were getting the cold temps and everybody was worried about how much a glass of orange juice was going to, which is already teeny tiny when you go to the diners. You know, when they ask you if you want a glass of orange juice, and then there's always that one place they serve you the gargantuan one, like your King Kong. And so I'm always afraid of what the size is going to be. Then if you say small, they bring it to you, and I swear it's like a shot glass. Well, literally now it probably is going to be a shot glass when you go into some of those diners in Jersey and Connecticut, in Illinois, and in Missouri. That's what you're going to get because of the frozen fruit, the crop that was ruined. But I digress. I was making my point that wherever you are, I hope things are smooth in your neck of the woods at the start of 2010. Already we are halfway through January. Isn't that absolutely crazy? And so much hasn't been accomplished in 2010 in Washington, right? It's not shocking. Folks, it's called gridlock. You can change things, however, with the House coming up next year. Just remember that you have the shot, you have the chance come November to let your voice be heard. And trust me, voices will be heard in Massachusetts. Political shockwaves rolling across Washington, D.C., as the U.S. Senate Democratic candidate Martha Coakley and her lame campaign could sink health care reform. So what's plan B should Scott Brown win? He is the Republican candidate who is neck and neck in some of the polls with Coakley in a state where they have not had a Democratic senator since 1972. You think people are not on board with health care reform? Take a look at Massachusetts. We're going to get into that, but before we do, Haiti on everyone's minds. Now they're talking about the death toll rising. Different organizations have it pegged at different numbers, but maybe 200,000 dead overall. That's a high number. 1.5 million actually homeless in Haiti. Rubble everywhere. People still shockingly being rescued. They rescued a 23-year-old student who was underneath the university, buried, you know, in a pile, just curled up in the fetal position. That's an amazing miracle. So literally for a week she's there and texting and trying to, that's the power of that text, texting as much as I hate it in the car and I think it's dangerous, but texting away, and finally they figure out where she is and get to her, and they get to her in time and rush her to a hospital. Obviously had some injuries, was dehydrated and all that stuff, but survived. I'd like to hear her tale and what that was like. How do you keep yourself from not passing out or coming in and out of consciousness, and you just try to keep yourself awake so that you don't absolutely fade away? So in the meantime, what's happening on the ground? Remember on our last show, if you happen to hear it, I was railing on the fact that the French were blaming, some of the French, not all, but some of the French were blaming the U.S. for the mess at the airport, which is ridiculous because the U.S. actually stepped in, took it over to try to open it up, and that's what happened. We're going to talk to the doctor tomorrow, a doctor from the United States who went to Haiti for 48 hours. We'll talk to him about how he got in and what he saw at the airport and what he saw in the vicinity of Port-au-Prince and what it was like. Earlier in the day, I happened to catch this, however, and it was an interview on NBC with Andrea Mitchell. She talked to Secretary of State Hillary Clinton and talked about that very thing, about what's the deal with the bottleneck, and also, moving forward, what is it that the U.S. is setting up with all these aid trying to get in and all this money trying to come in? How do you disperse it to the people who desperately need it?
That's just not true. The aid is coming in. We're getting it out. There's just not enough of it yet because we don't yet have the kind of distribution networks, nor do we have the port open. So everything you see is either coming in by air, and the airport has one runway. The United States worked hard to get it open. Our military forces are working with the Haitians to run and to prioritize it, but it's not optimal. We don't have ports, so the big container ships can't get in, and the overland route from the Dominican Republic is a long one, but the Dominicans have been great. So everybody's working, and they're coordinating, but we have a lot to do to get the system moving faster. We're working closely, as you know, all of government, and we're going to stand up the coordination center that we agreed on today. It'll be a Haitian government center, but obviously the United States will be there, the United Nations, MINUSTA, the peacekeepers, other countries that are major actors in the wake of this tragedy. We're going to work hard to get the ports assessed so that we can get them operational to the best of our ability. We're going to look to see how much we can bring heavy equipment and the like from the Dominican Republic. We're going to use the radio more to communicate with the Haitians so that they know what we're doing. We have a long list.
All right, so you heard what Clinton was saying, basically, hey, back off. This is what's going on. Here's how we're trying to get the aid in. And, of course, you have to think about the situation in Haiti. I think you almost have to call a timeout to some of the nonsense that's happening, like Pat Robertson, oh, this is a deal with Satan that's coming to roost now for the people. That's old news, and I think Pat Robertson is completely out of touch. If you're trying to be a Christian on a network, and I understand of criticisms and taking the Bible and taking things that happen in history, but boy, the wrong time for that and the wrong people to pounce on. Some say this also isn't fair, but check it out. You have to think about this. The Obama administration decided to put what I just referred to kind of as a timeout in a different direction for the Haitians who were being deported, the people who are illegally in the United States. What they're doing is they're allowing illegal immigrants from Haiti to stay in the U.S. following the earthquake. And there are people that are saying, whoa, there's a chance this could become permanent and this is dangerous. But here's what the deal is. You have what they call a temporary protected status. Some, of course, because say the 7.0 magnitude earthquake in Haiti is just the kind of crisis that temporary protected status was designed to address. But others will tell you that there is concern over the 18-month window. And will it be extended? Because that has happened in the past from other countries. The Sudan, Somalia, Nicaragua, Honduras, El Salvador. All of those have been extended in the past. It's a good question. Fair or foul? 800-259-5791. You can throw in your two on the flip side.
Why is drinking pure high alkaline pH water the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Because alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using AlkaVision pH Drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to an alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Americans have heard much about change in recent times and are now waking up to the truth. Well, here's a few facts about your food you may want to change. Did you know that nearly 100% of the food on store shelves comes from a few corporations and that most is genetically engineered, chemically sprayed, and transported great distances? Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company, like you, wants to see Americans change and take control of their own food supply, one seed at a time. Over 12 years, we've become America's premier supplier of pure, non-GMO seeds with over 1,400 varieties. Gardeners and homesteaders know Baker Creek offers some of the most popular seed collection kits, like our large heirloom kit with 60 full-size seed packets for only $99. The kit contains 25 types of vegetables and comes packaged in a metal can for long-term storage for just $99. Look for our free catalog today at rareseeds.com. That's rareseeds.com or call 1-866-OLD. Seeds. That's 1-866-653-7333 today.
Almost heaven, West Virginia, Blue Ridge Mountain, Shenandoah River. Life is old and older than the trees, younger than the mountains. Growing like the breeze, country road, sing, take me home to the place I belong, West Virginia, mountain mama, take me home, country road, all my memories.
Denver, for all of you in the country. He actually had some, I think he had some pretty good songs. Sunshine on My Shoulder, right? They still play that on 70s stations. What's the other one? Thank God I'm a Country Boy. So we were talking about the situation with the Haitians and the decision to give them a time out, meaning those that would be deported. So what were the numbers we were talking about? I got the official number. The number is between 100,000 and 200,000 that are believed to be in the United States legally, and about 30 were slated for to be deported, but now that's been stopped. And illegal Haitian immigrants have repeatedly been denied temporary protected status in the past, despite some of the natural disasters. But the, you know, you have that persistent poverty and political unrest in their homeland. The earthquake, of course, the problem is, I understand this, putting more Haitians, deporting more Haitians, especially 30,000, into that hellish area that you're just trying to clean up, which would hinder also the United States, by the way. You have to call a timeout. It's worrisome as to what happens, though, with the people. I think Steve King from Iowa actually made a good point. What he said is, it sounds to me like open borders advocates exercising the Rahm Emanuel axiom, never let a crisis go to waste. And he's saying illegal immigrants from Haiti have no reason to fear deportation, but if they are deported, the country needs relief workers, and they could be a big help to their fellow Haitians. So, and then you have Senator Nelson from Florida saying it's the right thing to do, and of course in Florida there's so many Haitians. He says they're already in the U.S. and they'll be able to make money to support themselves, but also to send money back to their suffering families in Haiti. So it is a time out. And as I said, fair or foul, you can send me an email to americatonight.net or pound this number, 800-259-5791. You know, I'm not for the open border stance, because the problem is with illegal immigration, it's such a hot potato and it just gets shelved. Oop, an election year. Don't want to deal with this. What's the breakdown of the constituents? Let's be honest. Boom, let's shelve it. And no, so nobody really, really deep down wants to, I shouldn't say nobody, but a lot of people don't want to really address what's happening in the country. The problem with the visa situation when you can't trace that. If you have somebody here and you can trace it, different story. I mean, why can't we track what's happening? If I go to England and I'm on a working visa and I'm working for the BBC, you trust me. If my visa's up, I'm done. I mean, pick a country, any country. I know from friends who have worked in foreign countries. And there's no, it doesn't mean that nobody slips under the wire, but not a lot of them. Certainly not like in the U.S., but we have porous borders. And we are a free country, but how much longer do we continue to not know how many people are here and to not be able to provide, I think, a safe and secure homeland for Americans because there's no accountability? That's what it comes back to. All the things that we talk about, think about it. Besides the follow the money axiom that I use, it's the accountability. There just is such a lack of accountability. That's the biggest glaring thing that comes out of D.C. And successful organizations have accountability. They do. You can take any kind of business that's worked, and absolutely, in some form, that will be part of the process. Because if somebody drops the ball too many times, you can't just let it continue to go. If you have too much fat, as it were, and you don't have enough substance, it's a problem. Think of some of the most brilliant minds we have in this country and the companies they've run and how much that they would tolerate and how much they wouldn't tolerate. And the answer is they wouldn't tolerate a lack of accountability. And it's the same thing, I think, here. In this case, the timeout makes sense, absolutely, because the efforts that are going on there and the amount of homeless people that already are in Haiti and the people that are pouring in with the supplies, it would be a nightmare. Absolutely. I mean, so much so that Wyclef Jean is calling for an evacuation of Haiti's capital, saying that it's just out of control, that he's lived here. And he's seeing what's happening with these tent cities that are being set up. And what he says is you have to push them back further. Send those tents out into neighboring areas. This is the way we can clean up this situation. When you talk about how many people are roaming around, I described it like zombies from the video that I saw. With that amount of homeless people, that's a crazy amount, 1.5 million? Wow. What do you do with those people? And you're still trying to treat people. You're still trying to get them water. You're still trying to get them food. You have all kinds of problems happening in a desperate, poverty-stricken area. So he actually makes sense. He's actually making sense that why not move it back, get out of Port-au-Prince. It's getting to the point where it's too ridiculous here. And if there's going to be a rebuilding effort, how can you rebuild when you've got no space? You've got to clear the decks. And dropping people in wouldn't make sense in the case of the Haitians. But the problem is you definitely don't want this to lead to more problems. To more problems with illegal immigration and not keeping tabs on what people are doing. It's fine, you get a stay, you work, whatever, but then I think that there has to be that accountability factor and somebody has to know when somebody's leaving. It does sound easy, doesn't it? But apparently it's not an easy thing to track in the United States. People can slip under the wire very, very easily, no doubt. And now what they're saying on the ground is there is some violence in Haiti that's hindering some of the aid that Hillary Clinton was talking about and getting to the people. If you have people, I mean, maybe looting's a bad word. If you have people, here's a worse word, people threatening other people's lives with machetes and gunfire and all that other sort of stuff. Well, if you don't have law and order, that also will hinder the efforts beyond belief. Doctors won't hang in those kind of places. So you have 9,000 UN peacekeepers and the international police that are even though they've had losses, but they're still trying to maintain because the looters, the robbers have been one of the big factors that's slowing things up. People don't necessarily want to say that, but the general on the ground has said that they're trying to do what they can in assisting in providing security. So they're trying to call up military reserves to support the operations in Haiti because, frankly, there's not enough people on the ground. So whether it's a Coast Guard unit or two or some other reservists, they're leaning on them heavily to try to keep the peace, if you will. So now probably about 100,000 or more people may have died. And as of Monday, the State Department is saying the total number of confirmed U.S. deaths is 17, including an embassy worker who was, sadly, who was killed. The Red Cross is saying up to 3 million actually need help after the Haitian quake. It's that bad. 10 miles from the epicenter at Port-au-Prince. All right, tossing it around about Haiti and some of the things that have been provided. I'll tell you about that coming up on the flip side. Also, odds and ends. Hang with us.
America is in deep, deep trouble because we don't know our rights. Let's get real freedom back into America by teaching and promoting the Bill of Rights with the 2010 Freedom Calendar. Why? Because our forefathers gave them to us. Because the Freedom Calendar is true patriotism in action. And because if you don't know your rights and use them, you may lose them. The Freedom Calendar is the best educational tool in over 200 years. It shows in detail how to use your rights, how to answer any bureaucrat, how to use your guaranteed rights for true freedom. The Freedom Calendar is the easy way to learn the proper use and function of each of our rights and is perfect for homeschoolers, business promotions, and fundraisers. Order your Freedom Calendar now for just $15 and discounts are available for bulk orders. Call 651-771-5234. Again, 651-771-5234. The Freedom Calendar. Know your rights or lose them. Order now while supplies last. Call 651-771-5234 today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two Sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help. And we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Seem to win, unfortunately, doesn't it? In some cases. 800-259-5791. We're talking about the situation in Haiti, of course. Wycliffe Jean saying, hey, let's evacuate Port-au-Prince, set up some tent cities outside, move those tent cities, because this is a more effective way to get aid to the people and clean the situation up. Because let's face it, ultimately they're going to have to go to rebuilding. And you're already talking about a country where most people are surviving on $2 a day, as I mentioned, 80% of the people. Unbelievable poverty. I also mentioned at the top this deal in Massachusetts and what happens if Martha Coakley is not elected. So for the first time, a Republican gets in as a senator in a very liberal state since 1972. What goes on with Obamacare, healthcare reform is as you know it. Will it pass? They're talking about a plan B and what to do. I think a lot of voters are going to turn out in Massachusetts, and we'll see if the polls are right. Republican Brown was speaking at a rally where people were fired up. Fired up and not happy about health care reform. And he clearly has said he is not going to vote for this version of it. No question about it. So you had Obama, as I mentioned, stumping over the weekend for Coakley. hoping that people were listening, and he was pushing for people to tell their friends to vote. So we'll see that special election results. More eyes will be on that than ever before. Don is listening to us in Wyoming. Hey, Don.
Hey, Kay, what's going on?
What's happening in your world, my friend?
They're watching that buffoon of a coach who just got kept for another year, stinking up on Saturday or Sunday. So I'm sure you were enjoying that, though. So,
you know what? I'm not surprised, because remember, I have that connection to the Cowboys. I'm not surprised that they did that. I'm not surprised that Jerry Jones stuck with him, although I don't know that that was the smart move to make.
Yeah,
because here's what you got to think about. There's no doubt the Cowboys could have lost to a great Minnesota team, and with the loud crowd at the dome and everything, but they got slammed. I mean, they had opportunities, you know this, to score points, Don, and they didn't do it time after time after time after time. And I think you still have to question Wade Phillips.
Oh, idiots kicking 50-yard field goals, you know, with a
right.
loud field goal kicker, and, you know, given field position of the Vikings, and I was just shaking my head like, you know, dude, and a field goal ain't going to win this game. But anyway, though, it's over. So, and then the question is, who do you bring in? You know, I mean, it's, you know, if Coward doesn't want to do it. And, you know, I think the only job worse than the NFL probably than working for Al Davis is working for Jerry Jones, you know. So,
well, I'd say another one, I'd put Dan Snyder up there, too, in Washington. Have fun, Shanahan. With what's gone on there, he's a little mini tyrant. He's a little Napoleon. So I think I wouldn't want that gig either. And in the case of Jerry Jones, you're right. He's great with the media, of course. But when he's working with a coach, he wants control. He wants to be part of the war room. He wants to be part of the major decisions on the players, and that's the way it is.
Well, last note on that. You know, the problem with Jerry Jones is that, you know, he played football at Arkansas back with Jimmy Johnson, and then he didn't have what it took to get into the NFL. And then he ended up, you know, Bill Clinton sold him a bunch of oil leases in Arkansas, probably illegally. You know, he sold those oil leases after they found oil and had just enough money to buy the Cowboys. And then the rest of the history, he brought Jimmy Johnson in to coach. But the problem is Jerry Jones acts like he's on the football field. In his mind, he just thinks he should have been an NFLer, and by being so, you know, very rarely do you see owners going down onto the field,
right.
You know, as a true Cowboy homer, you know, you just have to sit back and say, hey, we won 5 Super Bowls, 3 of them was, you know, part of him, you know, so, you know, you just, and so the guy will croak, and you know, and hopefully his kids will sell it because they don't know nothing about football. But anyway, hey, you got the two topics I wanted to mention, talk about real quick. Wouldn't it just be poetic justice if all of a sudden the one seat in the Senate that you always knew was going to be run by a Kennedy or by a Democrat all of a sudden turned up Republican?
Yeah.
Massachusetts, so
yep.
I doubt this is going to happen, but, you know, those polls, I never believe polls. I mean, people are going to either show up or they're not, and they've got like a 3-to-1 edge in voter registration for Democrats in Massachusetts, but you never know. They've elected Republicans before, and then of course, you know, Ted Kennedy all along wanted healthcare reform. He was part of that big deal, and it would just be bizarre if his seat was occupied by a Republican, which was able to stop the government takeover of healthcare. Wouldn't that be something?
Unbelievable. It would be. Absolutely. It'd be a mess, too. I said this before, this is why they decided to do it, the governor, Duvall, what they decided to do with the special election. You know, there was the chance he could have tried to do the appointment thing and then had the special election, there would have been massive criticism for that. But this could be a big blunder for that state.
Yeah. And as for Haiti right now, did you see some of the pictures of all the bodies and just in piles? And I was like, man, that looks like the pictures from the Holocaust, except they've got the clothes on still.
I know, it's terrible.
Man, this is just horrible. And that guy, you know, I was thinking about this 3-4 days ago, a couple days after it happened. I says, why haven't they evacuated that city? You've got buildings that are tumbled. You've got buildings that are unstable that, you know, if another major tremor comes along, could knock them down, and still more people would be getting killed. My thought was, send them out into the open fields, dump a bunch of tents to them, and get food and water to them as fast as you can. That Wycliffe guy is exactly right. I mean, they've got to get, you know, they're talking about how they can't even get supplies into them because, you know, the roads are blocked by people sleeping in them and streets and stuff. And you just got to get everybody out of there and then go in and, you know, the rescue teams go in, and then once you get them out of there, get the bulldozers to go in and finish everything off and clear it off, and then start rebuilding and set up tent cities out in the forest or the open fields that they might have. And once again, this is a there's a lot of comments coming down there that the Haitians are just, you know, extremely happy the Americans are showing up because this government of theirs is just, you know, it's, I hate to say the word incompetent, but and I realize a lot of people in that government probably were killed in the quake, but it doesn't look like they, you know, and somebody mentioned this, I heard this, a quick remark, like, when would you ever expect an earthquake to hit Haiti? I mean, you're just kind of like, I mean, it's normally just hurricanes and other natural disasters. You wouldn't think, Haiti sitting on some kind of a time bomb earthquake waiting to go off. So, you know, then, because the question is, well, why didn't they have some kind of an emergency plan set up? Because it doesn't look like anything was set to go into place in case something like that happens. But then if you're never expecting it, you know, so.
You wouldn't have it, yeah.
Yeah, so, anyway, though, thanks for your time, and we will, keep
catch up again.
Sending the donations and last quick funny, they're sitting there talking about all 50,000-70,000 ready-to-eat meals have showed up and this and that. I'm like, you got 3 million people. That's 9 million meals a day to feed. You know, I mean, you know, it's just kind of like, shut up, just get the food there. Quit talking about how many you sent, because it's not even denting the number of, you know, how many hungry people there are right now. There.
Absolutely.
So,
I agree.
You know,
the numbers are overwhelming, Don. Thanks for the call.
You bet.
Just absolutely crazy. And that's why there's just no amount of what you can donate. But it's a question of, as Don was saying and what I was talking about, it's the problem of people in the way and trying to clear the way and get to it. So there's a good point to clearing out folks, setting them outside the city, and dealing with the catastrophe. It is a catastrophe. You can go to supporthaitinow.com, supporthaitinow.com, and if you listened last week, we talked to a pastor, terrific guy, who has done work for 25 years in Haiti and had a bunch of churches go down and some schools and stuff, and that's a way to get money directly to the people, because there's always, of course, scams when there's a disaster, and people are concerned about where the money goes to the top half, you know, part of it goes to this or part of it goes to that, and then one penny goes ultimately to the people. But all the money for the organization I just mentioned, for the name, or for the website rather, all goes to the people in Haiti, period. That was Pastor Stuart Farley. If you go to americatonight.net, you missed the interview. It's a good interview. Click on what you missed, and it's there for you to listen to. It's, you know, 8-minute interview about what Haiti was like for him, what he saw, and one of the cooks died, and ultimately how they're trying to piece things together. Stay with us. There's some things that we missed. We don't want it all to fall down the drain before we say adios this hour, so that's coming up on the flip side.
A revolution in smoking is underway, a revolution all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 harmful chemicals. Now it's time to release yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com is an e-cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no carbon monoxide, and no bad odors. Power Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from 4 levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy 8 flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Log on to PowerVapor.com right now for a special 10% discount and 30-day money-back guarantee. PowerVapor.com, the smoking gun heard around the world.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and re-cleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include 3 sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, 3 sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
It is the new year. Life as we know it is changing. Maybe it's time to change your health habits. Life Change Tea could be your answer for better health. Rid your body of toxins and chemicals and lose weight naturally. No caffeine, great taste, and incredible results. Made in the USA and formulated by a PhD. You can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or call us at 928-308-0408. Again, that's 928-308-0408. Life Change Tea will help balance your body and increase your energy. Life Change Tea, changing America's health, one tea bag at a time.
You make some unlikely associations sometimes over music. One thing that is now all over the world, we're going to try to let you hear a little bit of this in case you missed it, but Pants on the Ground. You ever heard about this guy, Larry Platt? I had no idea who he was because I don't watch American Idol. I saw, of course, a little snippet of it, but he does this song called Pants on the Ground, and even when Brett Favre and the Vikings won, he said, he screamed out, pants on the ground. So everybody, it's like this pop culture reference. And apparently, it's his moment. It's his bandbox moment, I guess. And when he went on this show, American Idol, he started to do this pants on the ground song. And Simon Cowell just said, pants on the ground. Just couldn't believe it. And now, of course, it's taken off, and it's been all over the Internet and YouTube, and people are downloading it all over the place. I said Brett Favre used the reference of the pants deal when he was chanting the lyrics with his teammates after they pounded the Cowboys on Sunday. So people are paying homage to this guy. Even Jimmy Fallon parodied his whole performance, the pants deal, on his late show. And it's kind of funny. You never know where those references are going to come from. So I think music creates unusual things. We saw Susan Boyle last year and her incredible voice, and she didn't have the look to go with it. And now how many records or CDs or whatever has she sold to this point? All right, we're not talking about records right now, though. We're talking about the situation in Haiti and also the deal in Massachusetts in this race, how vital this is and how it could kill health care reform. The Republican that's running, Scott Brown, promised to be the 41st vote against health care. Of course, the legislation needs 60, we all know that, to advance to the 100-member House. So a lot of people are backing Brown. The U.S. Chamber of Commerce spent $500,000 on a television campaign. The Tea Party movement has spent $200,000. Brown, who had just almost $400,000 in his account on January 1st, pulled in $1.3 million in a 24-hour online blitz last week. And I don't think they've seen the likes of this in Massachusetts. And neither campaign is saying the exact number. They're trying to keep it on the down low, if you will. But money definitely has poured in. And there's no question on what the two candidates are running on. No question whatsoever. And you just heard Don say that to me. How ironic would it be if Massachusetts sinks this after all the years of Ted Kennedy and the fact that they have not had a Republican senator in there since 1972. Let's go to Dana, who's listening to us in the great state of Texas. Hey, Dana.
Hey, Kate. Can you say damn on the air?
You're going to say your damn Cowboys?
Just damn.
I know. Boy, that was rough, huh?
I haven't watched a full football game in years and years, and I watched that one, and it just seemed like the Vikings were, like, quite on Rice, on Romo and Barber, and even Alex, Felix Jones managed to get through a little bit, but it was unbelievable, and as the game went on, the Vikings just got stronger. How tired do you think our guys were, considering that was the third Saturday or third weekend in a row they had had to play?
Yeah.
You know, how about bumps and bruises, and they keep getting them hit, you know? I just wonder what kind of real physical condition they were in.
Well, the thing is, supposedly they were all healthy, except for they lost an offensive lineman, which was costly, Flozell Adams, during the game. But Minnesota had a whole week off to rest, which they love. They wanted that. They wanted that week, and they got that week because they got home field advantage.
Yeah, and I think that needs to be considered, too. I think our guys were kind of beat up going in. You know, they just got tighter and got weaker, and because the Vikings were coming at them so hard. I mean, Tommy Romo couldn't even get the ball thrown half the time. They were right on him. You know, and Barber couldn't get away from the pack after the ball was released to even get close to running. You know, it was just amazing and deceitful to watch it. But I just had to tell you that. But I do have something else I'd like to say.
Mm-hmm.
Did you hear the 10 o'clock news tonight or any news today at all locally?
Yes.
Did you hear about the girl close to TCU campus? They never said if she was a student. But her roommate found her duct tape to her bed, and the duct tape on her mouth, and she was dead, of course. They're not sure how she died.
Mm-hmm.
And the cops are saying there's no foul play. I'm not understanding this. To me, that sounds like there's a whole lot of foul play unless she was doing kinky sex. And then the other thing about Haiti, you know, I've done some research, and if you'd like, I'll send it to you as an attachment to an email, if that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was, like you said a while ago, and other callers, why all of a sudden did Haiti get hit with such a bad earthquake? Mm-hmm. When you look at the history of Haiti on their side of that island, they don't have a history of earthquakes. The Dominican Republic does. And I found some interesting stuff about oil and gas exploration that's going on in the Caribbean. And just
oh, so you're wondering. So you're wondering if that had something to trigger it. Yeah.
Yeah. There's a $500 million exploration ship that they're using to go down about 10 kilometers to get cores out of known earthquake faults. And this is from Japan, and they've been doing this over in Japan since about 2008. So I'm wondering, since the initial quake, if you look at the USGS information of quakes, and by the way, there was 283 in 7 days.
Yeah.
All over the world. But there was the initial one last Tuesday in Tahiti that was at 7.0 at 13 kilometers. And then there was 44 through midday Friday that was at 10. Now, 10 to 12 is the depth they use on this big ship to go do this core exploration with removal. It's real interesting, and I'm wondering. I mean, this doesn't make sense.
Sure, they're trying to figure it out, too. You know that. I mean, the geophysicists and whatnot are trying to see if they can piece it together, try to make science make sense as to maybe there was something about the exploration. You can bet they'd shut that down, though.
Yeah.
They'd shut that conversation, right down.
Because, like y'all were saying a while ago, everything collapsed in Haiti because they don't have a history of earthquakes. Therefore, nothing was made. Even the president's palace was made like in California around L.A. where it has earthquake consensus to the structure. Nothing there was that way, which means that tells you in itself. I went back to 2000 through 2009. There were no earthquakes like that of any kind, even close to it. Maybe some tremors from ones that hit Dominican Republic, which is the other half of that island, the east side of that island.
Sure.
Dominican Republic, if you look on a map about earthquakes in the Caribbean, you'll see the Dominican Republic and is red in the room, which means the highest level of occurrences. But the other half of the island where Tahiti is blue and green with maybe just a couple of little red dots where they head from.
Yeah,
it's mesmerizing is what I think.
Yeah.
There's something not right with this. There's just not. This doesn't make sense at all.
Yeah, the amount of dead, the homeless, everything falling, what could have caused it. How do you put that into perspective? You're right. There's something that is odd in trying to figure out why there. You look at the map. You pull up a map. Dana, thanks. Dana's right. You pull up a map, and it does make you wonder, how did this happen when you're looking at the Dominican Republic on the other side? You look at Port-au-Prince and where it's located, and a couple of the spots just up above it, too. And certainly you understand hurricanes and other natural disasters, but in trying to explain this scientifically, it does blow your mind. It's not something that you would normally have guessed could happen in the Republic of Haiti, for sure.
When you're telling these little stories, here's a good idea. Have a point. It makes it so much more interesting for the listener.